Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. I really appreciate you guys tuning in like always. Means so much to me that you continuously come, continuously show love, support, comment, subscribing, sharing. All that good stuff means so much to me. I want to thank all of you guys. Guys, a round of applause. And the reason why we're doing that, guys, is because our YouTube has hit 5,000 subscribers. Our podcast platforms have reached over 17,000 listens, which blessed me so much, guys, because it just means that we are connecting with you guys in one way or another. Vulnerability is key, and I think a lot of people are actually paying attention to that and saying, you know what? I like the fact that I can be open and say I go through those things too. I want to take this time, this episode, guys, to conclude season 3. This would be episode 10. And what a season it has been, man. I want to thank all my guests from the bottom of my heart. Everyone that has donated their time, given me their good conversations, their stories, their backgrounds. I want to share with you guys a little bit as far as, you know, the creativity side. A lot of the times I don't have a plan. I'm just kind of interviewing people as it goes. But after first, second, third episode, I kind of started seeing the pattern of what God was trying to do. And this past season was all about entrepreneurship, believing in your dreams, not allowing fear to control you. If you saw, I interviewed people that were owners, business people, entrepreneurs, people that do not get held back by fear, but actually inspired me to continue to keep pushing the Mac Effect. If you guys have walked with me in my journey prior to this, you guys are aware that the Mac Effect itself is something that I held back for many years because of my fear, because I was scared, because of lack of confidence, and which is going to bring me to the topic of what I want to discuss in episode 10. But before we get there, I definitely want to thank the people that came in and showed some love. I'll try to add a little snippets of our conversations, of key points that really blessed me and hit me hard with them, because they taught me entrepreneurship is beautiful, but everyone does it for the core foundation of the family, the core foundation of things that money cannot buy. Of course, we want to work hard, we want to play hard, we want to do all these things, right? But it almost means nothing if you just don't have the gold at the end of the tunnel, which is your family. So
did you ever feel like your voice was not being heard by the people around you, by your loved ones?
I mean, I think that kind of, that's just a struggle of being the youngest. And
I ask it because I'm the youngest, mm-hmm. and I struggle with that.
Yeah, I struggle with it to this day. I can overthink, like, very easily. Like, if I don't get a response from my siblings in the group chat, it's easy to go back to, like, the little boy in me that's just, like, mm-hmm. being the younger sibling. And I'm glad, like, I can voice that now. And it's very frustrating also just when, because I feel like I was always a kid that everyone acknowledged my intelligence, but they wouldn't exactly act on it sometimes. Does Correct. That make sense? So it's a very frustrating thing when people say, damn, I know he's smart and everything, but they don't take your thoughts into consideration.
Correct. Yeah, so it happens to me all the time.
And I feel like I'm barely healing that in the last 5 years.
Being in a marriage, there comes a time where you've been together for quite some time and you start asking the question, let's start a family. How has that journey been for you guys?
Having a family, it's a little bit personal, but I'm going to share a little something. When I got married, I knew that my wife wasn't able to have children.
Okay.
You know, we still went through it, you know, still got married, you know, I had a big talk with my suegro. Eventually, you know, with the business growing, my wife was doing research. I didn't even know about this. We're doing research about surrogacy. And, you know, I think we started probably like in 2016 or so. We tried a couple of years, didn't work. And then finally, well, my daughter was born 2019.
What's her name?
Janelle.
Moments. Yeah. And I mean, if you just be real, like if it hasn't, then it hasn't. But has there been moments, bro, where you wanted to just throw in the towel?
The first time I brought it. Because you keep in mind, when I was, the first stuff I was importing, it was inexpensive. I was selling it for, like, at the time, dirt cheap, right? It was great quality, but it was inexpensive. It was tough. Even though I had great accounts, it was tough. But I remember nobody was buying. And it was, like, midnight, and my wife's like, what are you doing? Like, weren't you home yet? And I was like, dude, nobody's buying. And I think she knows, but I was at the office. I'm not going to lie to you, not to sound like a little bitch, but I was crying, dude. I was like, the fuck am I doing? Like, I was so fucking I get goosebumps thinking about it. I was so frustrated, and I was like, fuck, I think.
Love it.
Like, the fuck am I doing? And went home, and over the weekend, we talked a lot. And she's like, why are you getting frustrated? Just focus on the accounts you have, the ones you have a good relationship with, and go from there.
Cheekies could close her eyes. What would you say to a 15, 16, 17-year-old Cheekies?
I was always very, I guess, respectful to my mom, but to a fault. Because I was so afraid of disappointing her. I see Jackie's relationship with Jayla and how you guys speak about some stuff that I would have never been able to speak to my mom about. And I love that you guys give that space to your children, because I didn't have that. But I think more than anything is speak up. Speak up and not leave things inside, because it really affected me later.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it affected our relationship, because she thought, like, she would find things out. So then she'd be like, you're not truthful. You're a liar. And I'm like, no, I'm just scared, you know? So I think more than anything, to speak up, because I was just so afraid. I was just such a, like, scared child.
She was saying that you guys have a pretty open relationship where you guys are honest about stuff. Was that something that was easy for you to do?
There wasn't that, like, deep emotional connection in my family where people talk. Like, people in my family, if they got upset at each other, they wouldn't talk for years. You know? Now, I feel like sometimes I don't shut up about my feelings. You know, like, and I'll tell you, it's funny because I was telling Janae this the other day. I was like, my favorite time of the day is when we, at night before bed, we take a shower together and we're in there. And that's when I let all my, I tell her everything. Like, we're in there standing in the shower, and she's like, we got to get out. I'm like, I want to tell you more things. Like, I feel so much.
Nope.
It's my favorite time of day, because it's like, okay, let me connect with my person. Let me tell you how I'm feeling. I want to hear how you're feeling, how your day was.
Yeah. Which is
so
awesome.
Yeah. And growing up, I never had that with anyone.
What made you, like, start saying, you know what, let me just start making these dumb videos and see what happens?
I don't know. I just
and I'm not calling your craft dumb. I'm not calling your craft dumb.
Like, my videos are dumb, bro. Huh?
I guess because there's a part of me that I'm like, man, like, I wish I had the guts to do something like that.
How you feel about my videos? Huh? This podcast is over, guys. This is dumb podcast.
First walkout. Dang.
Nah, it was just like, I've always been like that, and since I was in high school kid, like, always messing around, just like, but at the shop, it was always a bunch of characters, people, like, so many different people that would come by, like, it was just, I don't know, it was just people, like right, so where my shop is at, there's an adult store, like, adult store right in front, and then that street was known back then, like, for having, you know, prostitution and stuff like that, so it was a... Just that area alone was already, like, just crazy stuff.
Yes, really, because I like, look back at that time of when I was riding, you know, and, like, I felt really good, you know, on the outside, you know, like, I had a motorcycle, I was in shape, you know, I was doing my thing, like, but inside I was pretty rotten.
And at that time, you were more, like, in the partying scene, the drinking.
But but inside, I looking back, I was rotten because,
that's,
like,
crazy.
When I was riding, I remember when I saw the car, and so I was like, you know what, I'm just going to try to brake. So I braked, I started sliding. As I was getting closer, I saw, like, hey, like, yeah, I'm not going to make this, you know? But in that moment, bro, I was not scared to die. I was almost, like, casi como queriendo, bro. And if like looking back, you
like,
know?
Self-consciously, were you kind of tired of your life or something, or?
I don't know, bro. I don't know, but I thought about that recently, actually, and I was like, you know what? When that happened, I wasn't like, oh, no, I wasn't.
Talking a lot about business.
The Mac effect's not going to affect me. I am not about to go there, guys. Let's keep it in the business.
Tomas, you're not single.
I am not single.
You're married. For how many years have you been married?
She's married. I just kidding.
Ya ven?
I am married.
All right. For how many years?
We're going to be 20 years next year.
20 years married.
20 years next year.
Wow, dude.
There's no easy question to that. I mean, you know, everyone gets their ups and their downs. When, you know, you stick it, you know, there's more good than bad.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But my relationship has been great.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Nice.
I mean, she's my best friend.
Where'd you? Everyone right now just went, oh. Where, see, the Mac Effect got you.
Hey, don't get jealous, dude. And you thought I was your best friend.
Have you guys ever had a big fight?
Yes.
Of course.
How did you guys resolve that? Because we know we're imperfect. How do you deal with those things?
I think one of the things I feel is that, I think the for both of us actually, is that we always decided to stay. We never actually left each other.
You were great with that. Yeah, because I think it took me a while. I was the one that always wanted to throw in the towel, you know, because that's what I grew up watching. And it was like, since I can remember, it was like, okay, next. I want to feel settled in my life. I want to feel stability in my personal and love life. And that's a choice I made. It took me a long time to get there. But it took me, I got there because he never threw in the towel. Even if I was like being so ugly to him.
I want to take the time and I want to thank Johnny for coming in. I want to take the time to say thank you to Robert. I want to take the time to thank Humberto, or AKA Beto, my cuñada Chiquis and Emilio. They came through with a couple episodes individually and together. That means so much to me. Thank you guys. El Gordo Mamon, AKA Julian. Actually, it's his real name is El Gordo Mamon, AKA Julian. That's just what he goes with as artists. But anyways, my buddy Alfredo, my ex coworker, who's trying to push his entrepreneurship, our real estate agent, Tomas Rios. Thank you guys so much. Next season, I already have little plans as far as I'm trying to have my mom come back. So here's a little sneak peek to you guys as far as what to expect next season. See who else I can bring back. Not 100% sure. I know I have a pending conversation with Pastor Javier Buetna. I had him on season 2. And guys, if you guys haven't checked the previous episodes, by all means, go to my YouTube channel. Go to all the podcast platforms. It's going to be under the Mac Effect. You can go through every single podcast that I have had with them, hear our stories, hear things that we have either gone through individually or together, which is going to be beautiful. But a big shout out and a big thank you to all of them, because without them and without them giving their time, not only would the Mac Effect not be here, but the healing that is taking place in me wouldn't be here. So I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart. With that being said, guys, I want to start talking about the season ending episode 10. And I want to talk about something that I might cry, so be patient with me. But I want to talk about healing your inner child. As someone that is currently going through a healing moment, I've been in a healing process for quite some time, but you end up discovering, and my goodness, it almost feels like it doesn't end. But you know what? I thank God for the journey. I thank God that I get to discover these things, even though sometimes they do hurt. And I want to share with you, hopefully we can discover things with you guys as well. Because that's the whole purpose, again, of the Mac Effect, right? I have always been open saying I want to help other men. I want to help other women. I want to help relationships. I want to help bring out of the pit of hell anyone that feels that they're there, either individually or in a relationship. I want to pull those out from the devil and bring them back to the truth of restoration, to the truth of healing, and to the truth of pure love. It's a passion that I have, and I know it's within me, and I know we're gonna do it in the name of Jesus. But however, healing your inner child. I used to be a person that was not a big fan of therapy. I thought therapy was something that was for weak people. I thought it was something that was for people that don't know how to understand themselves. As I'm sure a lot of you listening to me are probably thinking similar things, because I thought it myself, and I know I'm not the only one. But after I started going to therapy, I ended up realizing, no, this is actually more for brave people. Because therapy is going to cause you to go through something that's called accountability. Accountability meaning you are going to be forced to take responsibility for the things that you have done. And when you find out the things that you have done to hurt other people, and I know sometimes we can use the excuse like, well, they hurt me first. And that's valid. I get it. But you cannot control anyone else. You could only control yourself. So if they ever come and apologize, glory to God, and thank God that God can move in their hearts and your heart and everyone's, right? But I started going through a process of healing, and then God was saying to me, it's not about what others have done to you. It's about what you have done to others. And that one hit me a little harder, because I thought I was justified of doing the things that I did because of the offenses that were done to me. Like, it was okay for me to act childish because what others have done to me. And I quickly, not quickly, it took some time for me to end up realizing, like, no, that's not the right way to think. So then in my therapy sessions, we start going a little bit deeper. Why did you respond that way? Why did this go like this? And then you end up realizing, and again, I always use me as an example, guys, because I want to show you guys how vulnerability works. I want to be the example. I want you guys to hopefully grow from it and learn from it. But I already know, too, there's going to be people that are going to use my weaknesses and try to hit me with them. And the reason why I'm sharing it is because I know at the end of the day, it's cool for those low lives that want to use it against me and make me feel bad. I have to I can't be scared of that. I have to rescue the ones that need rescuing and help. And this is why I'm doing it for you guys. So in one of my sessions, I started asking questions internally to myself, like, why, like, do you have mom issues? Do you have daddy issues? And I started thinking, and I was like, I don't think I do. I mean, my parents were always providers. They always, a roof over my head was never missing. Food on the table was never missing. They always were providing me with clothes. I went to school. I had rides to school, rides to come back. Sometimes it wasn't them. Sometimes it was family members. But regardless, I had a way to go to school and come back. Like, they took care of me. But then in therapy, we started digging a little bit deeper, and we started asking questions like, what did you do after school? And I'm like, nothing. I just would go to school and come back home. They're like, okay, and is that what you wanted to do? And I'm like, no, what I wanted to do is I wanted to join a basketball league or be with my friends and hang out. And they're like, okay, and in the basketball league, like, what is it that you would have wanted for it to happen? And one of the things is, like, you know, I would have loved to be in a basketball team, grow in basketball, play with friends. My skills get sharper, better, develop. But more importantly, you know, have my dad in the stands, have my mom in the stands, cheering for me, telling me that I'm doing a good job, that they're proud of me, that I'm doing good. But that never happened, right? So then, because that never happened, and I had a passion. Anyone that knows me, I have a passion for basketball. But that kind of had to die because I didn't have the opportunity to go do those things. I just had the opportunity to go to school and then come back home. Because my parents were divorced, they were in their own worlds, fixing their own problems, their own situations, that my job was just to, there's no time for me. And it started building a people-pleasing mentality where I needed to hear words of affirmation in order to feel like I'm doing something good. And as I'm healing my internal child, I ended up realizing, like, man, I'm so mad at my mom and my dad. Like, they were good parents, and I'm not trying to make them feel bad. Like, I'm not trying to make them look bad because I love them. But I am a little sad that it's like, where was the investment in the little boy? As I'm trying to do to my kids. And it's hard because I know I hurt my kids till today. I know I still kind of hurt them because years prior in my second marriage, getting back with Jackie, I told her in a fight that we were having, I said, you know what? It hurts me to say this, but I'm jealous of my kids. And I had a breakthrough with Jackie and my emotions. And I'm like, why are you jealous of the kids? I'm like, because they're able to live everything I ever wanted to live. And if you hear me, you know, you could hear, it makes me sad. It makes me emotional. But I'm healing because I'm letting it out. I'm also saying I forgive my mom, I forgive my dad. They didn't know any better. I'm no longer gonna be insecure. I'm no longer gonna need words of affirmation from other people in order for me to feel good. My words of affirmation are gonna come from God. I am a good man. I am a good husband, I'm a good father, I am a good man. A broken one, but one that understands that although I'm broken, I'm going to work my butt off to heal myself in Jesus and to be a better man for everyone around me. Can you kind of see the connection, the dots that I'm doing to show you guys, like, this is how we heal from things that we didn't even know we needed healing from? Because I could have easily kept on living my life, not talking about my past, just saying, ah, it is what it is. They just were never there and it's okay. Whatever. Let's just move on. I could do that. But bravery is, no, we got to take accountability. We got to see what we're doing. I kept kind of being jealous of my kids, and because I was jealous of my kids, I would want to strip them of things that they were doing that I would be like, no, well, that sucks because I didn't get to do it, then you don't get to do it. And this is the beautiful thing about having being in a marriage where both of you can kind of keep each other accountable, because Jackie does a really great job at kind of stopping me and checking me and saying, hey, I don't know. Sometimes it's not as easy. Sometimes I battle back and it becomes a much bigger argument than what it's supposed to be. Sometimes, you know, I could recognize kind of quickly and it's like, damn it, ugh, I have to go apologize to my son right now or to my daughter. Like, I have to do it right now at this very instant. And it's hard work, but it's work that I want to do. And that's an example of healing inner child. Maybe it's resonating with you. I don't know. But I encourage to keep going seeking therapy, because we have to figure out what are those things that we are sad about. Because I have discovered, again, the reason, like, it connects to everything, guys. It connects to everything. The reason why the Mac Effect took forever to come out was because I was fearful of the failure. Why? Because I never got words of affirmation when I was a kid. I didn't get, I wasn't built up. And because I wasn't built up, I was afraid to fail. And that fear of failure really started dominating me. And that dominating me makes me just either give up and say, no, you know what, I'm just not going to do it. Am I hitting somewhere? I don't know if you guys are kind of registering with me or in this following me, but so again, through my journey of going through counseling and mentorship, and then mind you, okay, guys, like, oh my goodness, this is just, it's so much. So I'm married, obviously, to Jackie, and Jackie is very, you know, she's the CEO of a company. She's releasing music. She goes to photo shoots here, photo shoots there. Very confident, very things that I don't have, that I want to have, but that I don't have. So then as a spouse, you start feeling like, nah, man, I gotta step up too. I gotta do it. But it's so hard when the level of fear is so high and the level of confidence is so low, and people can look at you and be like, but dude, like, how, like, you of all people, like, why are you low in confidence? Like, you of all, don't judge a book by its cover. Everyone in life, famous people, non-famous people, successful people, non-successful people. I don't like using the word success, because success has a different definition in my eyes than what normal people think success is. But you get my drift. Like, it doesn't matter what position in life you're in. You can have it all and still feel alone. You can have very little and feel abundant. And again, in the healing journey, I'm discovering, like, man, that inner child, man, really messes things up around me. Like, I get into fights with my kids, then it involves my wife, and then we get into arguments, and then it makes it feel like we're in a shitty marriage, which probably we are. But I believe it's lies of the enemy, because of things that either we haven't healed from, they haven't healed from. Because if I'm broken, guys, I'm not the only one here that's broken in this world. We're all broken one way or another, because you were raised by parents that were in sin and are not perfect. That means imperfect people raised you, so you're going to be imperfect, and we all are, right? But I cannot control everyone else, which is what I wanted to do. I know in a Hispanic culture, you quickly want to say, well, look at what this family member did. I can't believe they bought a new car. I can't believe they made that decision. They're already struggling doing this. Why would they do this? I know. Somos buenos para criticar y el chisme y decir que por qué la gente hace y por qué la gente no hace. I know. But God really, like, man, makes you bite your tongue. Like it's not an easy thing to do. But God really breaks you in a way where he's like, stop. You do not compare yourself to them. What do you need to get better? Where did you fail your family? Where did you fail your spouse? Where did you fail your mom, your dad? I know they messed up your inner child confidence. Can you still honor your mom and dad? Are you still going to follow what the Bible says? Man, it's so hard, guys. But when you start healing your inner child, you really start understanding, yeah, I got to trust the Bible more than I trust me. This person has to die in order for all the other relationships around me can live. Because the truth is, when the me wants to live, and I'm kind of going off a topic, that's more pride. We could discuss it in another episode. But pride is what really kills relationships. All kinds of relationships. Marriages, mother-daughter, father-son, uncles, aunts, everything. Friendships, pride. But coming back to the healing the inner child, I encourage, I don't want to scare you, as I already cried in the episode. I don't want to scare you and saying, like, oh, hell no, I don't want to go through that. Guys, it is a little scary, because you have to see things. You have to remember when you were a little kid, and you have to remember, like, man, the time that I felt really ashamed for doing this or doing that. And my mom and dad really made me feel bad for this and that. And you're going to cry like I just did in front of you guys. But then you're going to say out loud, but I forgive them. And God is the one that's going to give me my confidence, my love. He's the one that's always going to encourage me to keep pushing, to keep going with the Mac Effect, whether you feel it or whether you don't. because he is showing me in brokenness, you're never going to be ready to do whatever it is that you want to do. You're never going to be like, this is the perfect time. I feel ready. I've studied enough. I've done enough. I saved up enough. You're never going to be ready. You have to just go and let God be the one to provide and show up for you guys. I'm telling you because I'm currently living it right now. I don't know, guys. I want you guys to be open with me and share with me in the comments if I'm resonating with you. What are things that you know you can heal from and might need to get better in? Share with me this season's episodes. Which one impacted you the most? Which one did you enjoy the most? Do me the great favor of sharing that, please. Because then it gives me dialogue, too, to understand, you know, what should I continue bringing for us, for all of us to grow and get better. Guys, to be honest, like, let's look at my first episode compared to who I am now. You could even see the growth in there. Remember, again, I've been very open every season, every episode. Like, I was afraid to speak into this mic, and now I'm getting better and more comfortable. I'm growing. I want you to grow. I'm kind of babbling right now, I know, but the point I'm trying to get to is I am encouraging you to stop waiting for the right moment and go. The right moment will not show up. Fight for your dreams now. Fight for your love now. Fight for what God is telling you to do now, whether the obstacles seem impossible or rather, it seems a minor goal. It's a tangible. You fight because one day those roles are going to be reversed. Because the Bible says we will have afflictions. We will have torments, right? So with that being said, guys, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in for all of season 3. For liking, subscribing, commenting, sharing, growing the channel with me. It means so much. I keep being amazed. I cannot believe I'm closing season 3 when I was so afraid to just start recording one episode. The first episode ever, I was so afraid. But this is the healing of the inner child. This is the healing of confidence, the healing of who you are, finding identity in Christ. So many things, right, that play a factor that here we are, season 3, and I know season 4 is just going to be even better and better and better. To elaborate or to, again, show you guys a little bit of example of what's going on for season 4, I'm elevating my editing platform. So I'm trying to get something a little bit that it's a bump up. It's going to be brand new software that I'm going to learn. But I'm challenging myself. I'm growing. I want it to become better, and I want to give better quality to you guys so that we can give better quality to everyone else around us, right? So, again, thank you guys so much. Connect with me, guys, please. My information's there. My email will be there, too, if you have any inquiries when it comes to public speaking as well. Let me know, guys. Churches, feel free to reach out, invite, bring us over to your campus. More than happy to see whatever God wants to do, or campuses, schools. It doesn't matter, man. I mean, it's all about motivating, uplifting, breaking generational curses. I mean, I'm in the business of doing it all, but it's all because God gives me the strength and the power. So I love you guys. I'm excited to start cooking season 4 for you guys, see how God wants to move it around, see what God wants to do. But yeah, thank you guys so much. Peace.